People Helping People, a program bridging the community with local organizations and nonprofits making a difference in the Bay Area. If you or someone you know would like to get your messages on People Helping People, please email us at contact@poly923fm.com or theycpeoplehelpingpeople@gmail.com. Here are your hosts, Larry Walling and Greg Pirillo.
Hello and welcome to People Helping People on Bali 92.3 FM, Bay Area's Bollywood station. My name is Greg, my co-host Larry.
Good morning, good morning.
Welcome to, this is a special show. We're winding down the year.
Yeah, and gosh, another year gone by.
Another year. So we're 3 years into this thing and
It's four. You said four last week.
We're into our fourth year, right?
Because we've been doing it for four. I didn't want to embarrass you on the show.
But what's amazing about this show is that not just the amount of good that it's done and the amount of people that it's helped, but also that we've met some incredible people along the way. The show was built to be an opportunity for people in the community to help one another. It sounds like such a simple concept, people helping one another, right? People helping people. Yeah. It is a simple concept. Unfortunately, we're so busy, we're so crazy in our lives. Sometimes we just don't have the time to reach out and find people who are able to help us with whatever our problems are. So us reaching out or putting together groups of people to come into the studio to talk to us from nonprofits and entrepreneurs and so on has given us an opportunity to bridge families and lives together.
Right.
So a couple weeks back, I go into my email, as I usually do, and I received an email from a listener of the station who was giving me a brief background on this invention that she came up with. And I remember being blown away by it.
I was going to ask her about that. Well, I get to.
You get the opportunity. So I sent it back an email. I copied Larry on it. The product itself blew me away just by the name of it. It's called Nurselet. So I was like, what could this be? It sounds like a bracelet maybe. And then all of a sudden we looked into the website and looking at the story and one thing led to another. And today with us in the studio, we're very excited to have Rupal, the owner, the inventor of the Nurselet.
Yeah.
Welcome
Good
to the
morning.
Show, Rupal.
Good morning, Rupal.
Good morning, Larry and Greg. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you very much for this
opportunity. You're not nervous, are you?
This is my first radio show.
It's your first.
It's very normal.
She's a pro.
Yes, she is. Yeah, you are.
Learning.
Your first radio show. So all of this started for you simply because you had a need.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So tell us about the Nurselet.
Okay. My name is Rupal Asodarya and I live with my family in Fremont, my husband and my two little boys. I am a huge advocate of breastfeeding, and when I was breastfeeding my little one 2 years back, I noticed that I started getting back pain because of holding my shirt with armpit, neck or chin in awkward position. And then I thought that there should be some solution to solve this problem of all nursing mothers. And by that time I saw that Newark Library was offering some sewing classes. So I thought, okay, let me try sewing classes. So I learned how to sew and I made my prototype. I put my idea into my prototype and that's how I came up with the nursing bracelet. Very simple
nursing
product.
Nursing bracelet. So that's the important thing here. You just combine the words.
Yes. So
right?
Nurselet derived from nursing, a few letters from nursing and last few letters from bracelet. So Nurselet, easy to remember. And
very catchy, catchy phrase.
So that's how I came up with an invention. Then I tested my prototype on Palo Alto Medical Foundation, some lactation consultant, pediatrician, and new moms. After getting their amazing feedback, I launched this product via social media on Instagram and Facebook.
Wow. And now
I have a pregnant niece.
You do? Again. Oh, is that why you wanted to take the prototype
partly,
she gave us?
I see.
I was going to... Now your product is being sold on Walmart.com.
Yes.
You've expanded all organically.
Yes. I have spent enormous time learning and exploring marketing technique, and I used my multi-marketing channel system, and I now sell my product on my website, Amazon.com and Walmart.com, and I do supply this product to some boutiques worldwide. So we have some distributor overseas also.
So the idea is, and this is what is the number one most important thing about having Rupal in the studio today, this is proof that anybody, when you're in your house and you're thinking how tough your life is and you have an idea, that you can take an idea and make it into something big and make it into something that helps thousands and thousands of people. You are an example of a mompreneur.
Yes.
Right? You're a mom that figured out a way to make a living and be an inventor, if you will, just by something you needed. And based on necessity is mother of all invention. Yeah. You are proof.
That's true.
Yes, exactly. They say necessity is the mother of invention. And it truly happened in my case.
That's pretty awesome.
I wish I could show.
It's simple, but you know what?
I wish I could show them the tutorial on how it works. Because is it, you able to explain what it is and how it works? Because I think they should know how simple and brilliant this is.
Yes, I can explain. So it's a nursing bracelet. It's a band made from cotton. It's a band that has Velcro around it, so it can easily fastens nursing mother's shirt up during breastfeeding or pumping to provide leak-free, stain-free, and hand-free solution to sit properly to make a clear latch. Yeah. And when breastfeeding is done, it can become her bracelet to remind which side she needs to use next. And basically, this product can convert any cloth into breastfeeding and pumping friendly in the blink of an eye.
It really is simply genius. Because every mother, and I've heard my sister who's gone, both sisters who have done the same, and they complain about their back and their neck.
Right.
Because like you said, just trying to position your clothing so that you can, so you don't have to hold it up, or you don't have to grab it, put your neck or your shoulder to the side or your neck to the side. This makes all of that easy and pain-free.
Yes, nurselet will do all the job. It works like a charm.
It is. This is the easiest advertisement ever, because
it makes you laugh, because it's ingenious.
It is.
Because it's simple, but it's ingenious, and nobody else ever thought of it.
Well,
yes. So
they never did anything about it.
You got to tell the story about the first time you had to make all of the orders. So you put it out, word out, right?
Yes. So I launched a I invented this product and I then patented this product. And then I launched my business in October 2015. I received a huge order, like more than 1,000 units from the product review, baby product review. He's the number one baby product guru. I mean, you know, so I wanted to always work with him. And when I received his order, I was told that I needed to execute in 20 days. So I just accepted the order, and then I thought, okay, once I accepted, how will I figure it out, you know? But there is a will, there is a way.
That's right.
So I work really hard, like 20 days nonstop sewing day and night, and I executed my order. And when I went to ship those more than 1,000 units to FedEx, they asked me what were those all little pieces, and then I explained my story, and they recognized my story, and then they published on their FedEx intranet. So basically, I executed when my son was like 2 years old, and I stayed home all day with my kids. It was so hard.
So you never had to leave the house, but you also had to work while you were with your kids.
Yes, I need to manage my two kids. So that product motivated me to find manufacturer. You know, if I wanna grow big, I need to have someone on board.
Absolutely.
So then I found one manufacturer in San Francisco. So I'm so happy that I do not make my product. After making 3,000 some units, I do manufacture my product. And since then, I've been growing my customer base and clients. Online.
Yeah,
and
so people
also
can add you on Instagram, right? They can go and see all of this.
Yes.
You want to give that? Do you want to tell people or you not want to give that out?
No, that's fine.
Okay, I want people to know about you and visit your pages.
Yes. So I have around 25k followers, loyal following on Instagram, and they are so amazing. My Instagram account is getnurslet, getnurslet. So, and also on Facebook, it's a getnurslet. So we have very good customer base and followers. They inspire me to create further more products. So I'm working on few more products to make their life easier.
Yeah, so you're not just stopping. This is what's great. So you came up with this idea, which is a great idea. Now you have somebody who's helping you manufacture them.
Yes.
So now your vision expanded.
Yes.
And now you're thinking, how can I help mothers and new mothers all over the world? And now you're looking to bring it more items and more products.
Yes.
You have any, do you want to share any of those, or do you want to keep that a secret?
No, that's fine. So I have, I introduced nursing cover. This is also another great product. Unlike other tent style cover, it gives mothers to freedom, at the same time enough room to feed the baby. So that nursing cover I introduced, and then I have added a few more products for baby and parenthood related. So now my plan is to offer all the essentials which can help parents for the at least first year of their parenthood,
right. Which is the hardest, right?
Yes.
Would you say that the first year was the most difficult of being a mother?
Yes, you need little the baby the more work.
But did you even will sleep? Find were you able to sleep when you were making the nurselets and you had your newborn and you were breastfeeding? Were you able to ever find time to sleep?
You don't find that quality time to sleep.
No?
No, you don't find that quality time. I was like sleep
deprived. You're going to find that out, buddy.
You know, I was like sleep deprived for a long time. Yeah. But if I don't take proper sleep, my mind doesn't function well.
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
So I need to find a way, how do I work, manage my body at the same time I work this
there's
small business.
Something else you have to invent.
What's that, Lara?
That idea.
A way to somebody who could help her sleep?
Whatever.
Oh, God.
You see,
you what, when you have a baby, when you have a baby, it's hard to invent something that allows you to sleep.
Yeah. You so let's invent a babysitter.
Let's brainstorm here.
But it seems like you have an idea. You have a brain that works as an entrepreneur. So you're always thinking of ideas and such. So let's go backwards a second. Was this how long have you been in the Bay Area?
Since 2006.
Okay, so were you always thinking of inventing things, or is this something that just happened when you became a mom?
No, so by discipline, I'm a software engineer, and I did my master's in New York, where I met my husband. So we got married and moved here in Bay Area in 2006, and I started working for IT company, Delta Rental of California in San Francisco. After working for a few years, I was expecting my baby, and then I decided to spend quality time with my kids, you know, my little one. So I quit my job and I started staying home with kids. And when you stay home with kids, you will get a lot of ideas why you wish there should be something to make your life easier. And then when my second one born, he literally inspired me to create this product. And then I thought, okay, this is my goal for this life. Yes.
So was it because you were in pain? Is it because you had back pain and neck pain? Yeah.
Yes, because I was in so much pain and my struggle was so real and there was no solution. Then light bulb moment. Aha, this is the thing.
Aha moment.
Yeah.
Aha moment, yes. So that's how I worked hard on prototype and I worked on it, and after tasting approval from other, you know, mothers, like my idea is working, I finally decided to launch this product.
Yeah, and that's the motivation too.
Yeah.
When you find out that it's really effective.
Yes.
There. Yeah, feedback.
Yes, you really need feedback when you are working on something new.
Did you have problems with it when you were making the product? Did you have to create something and then realize this might not work? Maybe I need to change it. Like, how did you come up with the idea of making it into a bracelet? So that way because to me, that's the simple genius. Because think about a product that's small, you could misplace it. You could put it down and forget where you put it and then it disappears. But this Velcros to your wrist when you're done, and it looks cool. It's like a fashionable.
Right. Yeah. So my mother's used as a fashionable and functional product, this one.
Yeah, you could use it for other things too. For like, say, for a guy, you don't necessarily, it doesn't have to be used for breastfeeding or something, right? You can use it just as a bracelet. You can use it as a security, like something to hold something in place. It doesn't have to be used just for that. I feel like you have multiple uses.
Maybe it'd be for a guy?
Well, I'm saying anybody can
use it. I personally like to market my product for mothers breastfeeding.
That's it. That's what you're going
for.
Yes,
that's my goal.
I just feel like it could be used so much for your things. Idea. Yeah, but I mean, it's just it's a genius. It's almost like you can use it.
I saw where you were going
for women to have it on their wrists.
Mothers use as a keepsake, like breastfeeding. Uh-huh. They are proud of. Actually, it's a blessing to breastfeed baby. So my mothers use as a keepsake when breastfeeding is done.
Oh, okay.
They can still use this bracelet as their memory.
Yeah, right, so that is true. I know a lot of mothers are very, very emotional about that, correct?
Yes.
And then at a certain age, I guess when you stop breastfeeding, then this is sort of a reminder, make you feel like that connection to it?
Connection to it,
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there's a million things, as we always talk about, that, you know, there's a million inventions that'll be created in the next year, even alone. But certain practicalities are important. I feel like sometimes you come up with an idea and it's too difficult to explain, then it doesn't really have as good of a chance. You even said that you almost got on Shark Tank.
Yes.
To me, this is a product that those guys would go crazy for because it doesn't cost a lot.
I believe that. I think
what happened with that? You made it through a couple of...
So I flew Miami first time I left my kid last year, you know, because I stay all day with them. And first time I left him and I flew Miami for live audition. And it was selected. I cleared phone interview and they asked me to submit the video. And then since I'm still waiting, but you know... Okay. You just cannot wait on one thing.
That's
so
true.
I keep moving on my thing, but I hope for the best.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if to me, when you think of people who are looking to invest in a product, the first thing you think about is it practical? Is there another person doing the same thing? Which, no, there's nobody doing this. And you already have it as a registered trademark on the name, correct?
Yes, I have my brand registered here.
So you have all the hard work done, and now... It costs next to nothing. It's such a cheap, relatively cheap to produce it. So why wouldn't any entrepreneur or investor want to get involved? I feel like it would be a no-brainer.
But the cost would vary, though. I mean, if you bought it from a retailer, obviously it's going to be more than if you bought it online.
Sure. What do they charge for this in the stores?
So I sell my retail price for one unit is $15 for original. And for organic options, I offer organic options in Nurslet. So that's $18.
Okay.
And I ship worldwide and also on Amazon. So mostly people buy two units to make dual pumping easier.
Right. Well, yeah, that's the other thing too. Yeah, you know, you could. It's a the idea you put it on your wrist as a reminder of which side you used last.
We were talking earlier, Rupal. In the office. So obviously you're an inspiration. So, and I think I'm a big advocate of single moms, because they've got an uphill battle, obviously, and especially single moms, you know, with two or three children, and it's really hard for them.
Yes.
So what kind of, you're just, like I said, you're an inspiration. What kind of advice do you have for women, especially single moms? I have a real heart for single moms. So.
You know, I mean...
because it's tough, you know? It's tough, and you did it.
Yes,
you did it,
yes.
I mean, with two kids, I mean, or...
My husband's help, it's hard.
It's
and
tough.
And for being a single mom, I can imagine. It's not easy, you know, when you have two, three children. But, you know, thanks to internet... I mean, you can literally do anything from your home. Mm-hmm. I run my whole business from home.
Okay.
So if you have passion or something and if you have an idea or something like that, you explore in that field, you will find a lot of people who are ready to help you,
mm-hmm.
you know. So and there are a lot of resources available. Social media, it's another thing. So if you have something like that for being a single mom or for anyone, I would say just go for it, start it, and be consistent.
Yeah, be consistent. I believe that. You have to be tenacious with something like that. But if you believe in your idea, you know, anything's possible.
Yes.
And you've proved that.
Well, yes. Rupa said that. She said, I'm not here to really promote myself. I'm here to show that anybody can do this.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So yes, when I was starting and I received my very first order, I was like, there were a lot of, my whole room was nurselet, you know, full of nurselet. But I didn't feel that what were those, I mean, I had so much passion and I believed in my product that could really help mothers.
Sure.
And till today, I received very emotional emails and tweet and, you know, messages that inspired me to go further, you know. I mean, I cannot stop myself, you know. I have the only, I'm the only one who can give this gift to world. So I believe that I was sent for this purpose.
That's right.
I
mean, it's interesting though, right? Because you realize at this stage in your life, you found your purpose. So some people say, and I've heard this, where people be like, I'll be like, why don't you come up? Why don't you try and invent that or come up? And they're like, ah, I'm too old. I'm already got a job.
Yeah, that's
it's
nonsense.
Like, no. You can do this at any stage in your life. You can do it when you're a teenager. You can do it when you're a mother or a father. You can do it when you're a senior.
Yes.
Why? It doesn't mean you find, not everybody finds their purpose in life. Not everybody finds it at a young age, but when you do get to that idea, why don't you follow that dream? Because you just proved, and I know we keep saying that, but it's worth mentioning. There are so many people who never get a chance to do this, mostly because they don't believe in themselves enough to do it. But it takes that little bit of ingenuity and will to do it, and look what's happened. I mean, 2 years later, you should see the picture of Rupal with all of the 1,300 nurselets around her. It looked like there was a pile of them. I was like, you did that yourself?
And I was so I was so tired by sewing day and night. Within 20 days, I executed my order. But I knew that it is not going to happen again. And I called professional photographer to shoot all the photos.
Yeah, that was
smart. I spent entire day on photo shoot and I saw everything in 19 days because I knew that was the biggest milestone I will not ever do.
and you needed to capture it.
That's true.
How much, if you don't mind me asking, how much money did it require for you to get that first push off the ground? For somebody who's listening, who has no idea. So did it cost a lot of money out of your own pocket? Was it more just time and energy?
More time and energy, I would say. You know, I mean, money is also like when you execute this much big order, you definitely require money. But I was doing everything by myself. So, I mean, I was saving some money on that.
Right.
I didn't have to pay anyone. But it's required passion, actually, I say, you know. And I have seen, I am in a lot of entrepreneur group, momopreneur group. Everybody does by themselves in the startup to save all the cost.
Right.
And when we are at the point, we hire the help. Right. As of now, I do my own marketing, my pitching, my trade show, everything. You just name it.
Yeah, because no one.
You did it. You did it. You're doing it now. See, that's.
Yeah,
that's,
no one cares more than you about
your well, that's true. That's the
and,
fact.
And that, fact. I think that helped me. Who am I today?
Yeah.
You know, I learn a lot from my own experience. So, I mean, before launching this business, I always wanted to see this product on number one national baby magazine. It's kind of dream. But before launching this product, I sent email to number one national baby magazine parents editor.
Oh, yeah.
And she replied me within 3 weeks that they are going to feature my product in February 2016 issue, and that helped me to reach millions of mothers.
That's unbelievable. So that was probably a huge advancement for the whole business, right?
Yes, and I do write my pitch by own.
You do.
I just follow my heart and I simply draft it.
So anyone who's just tuning in, by the way, you're listening to Rupal of Nursalit.com. Nursalit, N-U-R-S-E-L-E-T .com.
Catchy phrase.
It is, Nursalit, right? Yeah. I mean, it's brilliant. No one thought of that.
No.
And for those, especially mothers that are young, mothers that have young infants, especially in our breastfeeding, these are really the people who should be jumping on their computers right now. And for those who might not have young children or young babies, it's not, you might know somebody. This is an amazing gift idea too. Send it to somebody you love and they will thank you because you're giving them something that's going to make their lives much easier, which is the brilliance of your product.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. So is there anything else you wanted to share with our listeners now that you have the opportunity?
I mean, you know, everybody gets an idea, or I still get an idea. I wish there is something like that. Just to get an idea, I mean, it's worthless if you don't execute it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have an idea and if you believe in yourself, I would say go for it, you know. Start something slow, but dream big. It can happen, you know.
Dream big. I love that. That's really, there's so many negative things in the world, right? Every time I wake up and read the newspaper or I watch the news, unfortunately, I'm reminded of all the bad things, right? And then every now and then you'll get something and you're like, that's a great story, a feel-good story. This is one of those feel-good stories at the time of year when I think we need them. You know, we need positivity, and you are very positive, and you feel, I'm sure your husband's very proud too that he has, you know, he's, you have your own thing going on.
Yes.
Do you ever see each other?
Yeah, she's probably stuck very in the room making nurses.
So when you ask me, can you come for radio show, I had to first ask my husband, are you available to take care of our kids? You know?
Oh, yeah. So he had to
stay home. So he's working from home today because he works for IT and he's super busy, but he knows.
So we thank him for doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
and the good thing is that Rupal's a big listener of the radio station. So,
yeah. So you found out about us just by listening to the show, then, I guess.
Yes. I like Indian songs.
Okay.
I mean, Hindi songs. And, you know, I hardly get time to listen inside my home. I mean, I mostly prefer to listen podcast.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I can work while cooking or something. I can still get some podcast or something going on. But in a car, I would prefer to listen Hindi songs, you know.
Yeah.
So that's how I found 92.3 FM, and I love your radio show.
Was he singing on our show?
Why would I have been singing?
Well, she says she liked to listen to Hindi songs.
Well, the Hindi songs, our show doesn't have any music.
I was going to say, because that would really be bad.
So I learned about this, your radio.
Oh, okay.
I mean, when I was listening to the show, and that inspired me to send email, and then something God has a plan, then I...
I'm glad you found us.
Yeah,
I'm glad you reached out.
Just going to say that. That was providence.
Yeah, I mean...
That's exactly what
Because most people, you know, they don't think it's a simple process. Just send us an email. Yeah. We always say that to our listeners, too. If you have something, an idea, or you're trying to do a good cause,
sure,
call us. So let's get you in here and talk. That's the reason the show exists.
Yeah. And as I mentioned, I do my own pitch. So I try so many methods, you know, to reach out to people. I believe that I should reach out at least one new person in a day.
Well, I'm glad you chose us to reach out to.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. And we're running. We only have a couple minutes left. I want to get Lara. I always like to give you the opportunity and elaborate on your thoughts a bit.
Well, I mean, it's all about following your dream. So, and thank you, Rupal, for sharing your dream and passion with our listeners, and to let them know that anything's possible.
Yes.
You pulled it off.
You did.
Yes.
And what about you, Rupal? Is there anything you want to add before we say goodbye?
So, you know, I mean, it's very challenging to run business being a mom to young kids. And especially when you stay at home all day long, you get a lot of distraction, you know.
Sure.
You know, that should not be the problem. If you are passionate about something, just go for it. I mean, my both families live in India, my husband's family and my families live in India.
Mm-hmm.
My mom always says that just wait for a while, and when kids grow big, you do it. No, I cannot stop myself. Mm-hmm. And My father and my both brothers, they are entrepreneurs since the beginning. So I constantly I constantly get motivation from them. Yeah. They help me.
Sure.
You know, so much to go for something that I'm dreaming about. Yeah. And I can see my product now everywhere. I mean, it's so rewarding to see and feel that something from simple idea to real life product.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And it's we rewarding. Thank you for sharing your story, and we'd love to have you back. So you're going to have to come back again, because there's going to be more people that are going to need to hear the story.
Yeah, we're going to be seeing these all over the
place. All over. Nurselit.com.
I know who did that. I know who
me
did
too.
That.
I'm going to tell everybody. Yeah. Nurselit.com. So NURSELET.com. Rupal, you have been amazing, and thank you for your first radio show. You're a pro, so I'm not surprised at your success as an entrepreneur, as a mom-trepreneur.
See how easy that was? It's just talking.
Yeah.
It's
just so simple. So thank you to everybody. So if anyone who wants to find out more, go to nurselit.com, and they can email you through the site, right? They can get in touch with you.
If you have any question regarding your anything, idea about my product, or if you know... just send me email.
Just to say hello.
Yes, say hello. I reply each email.
Yes, so. You're amazing. Thank you, Ruby, for being here with us.
Thank you so much.
Sure, if you want to hear the show again, if you're going to go back and listen, you could do that right on our website, peoplehelpingpeopleradio.com. We also have it on Bali923FM.com. And we'll be back next week for another show.
I guess so.
On Bali 92.3 FM.